Yeah, it's about that time for the show everyone can afford to listen to, the Nosebleed Seats. We are that podcast. Yeah, five star number one in the entire bleeping world. Zach Wiltshire, I said Eric Chiafalo. It is here. She, you sexy mother bee. It's time for the biggest L, biggest the week of the month of what? What did I just say? It is time for the biggest L, biggest dub of the week for the entire month of August. And I think we've been talking about this for about two freaking weeks now, but it's finally here.
Yeah, this has to be the most highly anticipated biggest L, biggest dub we've really ever had. And it's because this is, it's usually biggest L, biggest dub of the week. This is biggest L, biggest dub of the month.
Because
we have been, we have not reported back to the world on who's been taking L's and who's been getting dubs in over 30 days now. So we have a lot to get to.
Crazy.
If you've never done this with us before, I will scour the earth, and I have over the last 30 days.
Yes.
To figure out who has really just, man, sucked it up. Taking a loss.
Hugh Freeze.
Taking an L. Hugh.
Christian Forrester.
Yeah. Wow. Jeez. You are really killing it right now.
Winning.
And then I also, we get happy at some point. We turn the tides and we say, but we've had all these losers. Now we have all these winners.
Chase Daniel.
Fat Face. He actually is a huge winner because of the amount of money he's made for the amount of nothing he's done.
Sam Darnold.
Biggest L, biggest dub. I think Walchuk's still got a little Fuego Rapido hangover from yesterday.
So good.
Good God. It was a football Thursday to remember.
Ever was it still coming down from that wing hangover?
Yeah, you still have barbecue sauce on your face, by the way.
It's dried.
And by
it's
your face,
sticky.
I mean your tits.
I can't get it off, and I can't reach that far with my tongue.
So, we always start with our honorable mentions. Now, Walchuk's already, spoiler alert, given us our Hugh Freeze and Krista Forster, which is our two perennial L takers. Hugh Freeze, well, we all know he had the whole Tampa Bay calling prostitutes with the work phone. He got caught.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of a, you know, it was a honest mistake.
But Tom Herman can go to the titter and everything's cool.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Now, Krista Forster.
Double standards.
Offensive line coach for the Miami Dolphins, formerly last season. Now, you'll remember Chris because he had, he starred in a selfie video where he was videoing himself snorting cocaine off his desk at the Miami Dolphins facility.
Oh,
he was at work
doing that.
And he was snorting cocaine. And that video is being sent to a young lady in Vegas who happens to get paid for sex. So that's basically the two L takers that we constantly have. I mean, Hugh's been taking that L for well over a year now. DeForester's on his way to a full year
close
of
to
L
status.
Taking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always a good time to mention those guys. But now let's get into the month of August, where we saw the North Carolina football team have 13 football players suspended.
What?
Yep.
13?
13 North Carolina football players suspended.
Also prostitutes.
Oh, no, believe it or not, they don't have any Louisville situation going on over there. They're just selling stuff.
Drugs?
Sneakers.
Oh.
School-issued sneakers.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, NCAA.
Not allowed.
Quarterback Chaz Surratt.
Sounds like a real rat.
With two Z's. Chaz with two Z's.
Oh, gosh.
Was going to be the starter for North Carolina.
Destined to sell sneakers.
He's suspended, yeah, because he was a sneaker seller. Basically they were getting up to like $2,500 cash for these shoes. So,
well, I can't blame them.
That's a pretty top dollar sneaker there.
Yeah. I'd probably consider selling those too if I were getting free sneakers.
But now, I mean, geez, dude, 13 guys, one's your starting quarterback. A couple of the other guys were pretty significant players. And now that North Carolina football team, which I can't imagine was going to be overly awesome, with Coach Fedora, who, behind Cliff Kingsbury, might be the sexiest coach in college football.
Super
he's
hot.
He's definitely the most ripped.
I think you're underrating Seth Luttrell. Seth Luttrell's pretty sexy.
Luttrell is sexy. Now, he's got a little bit of that Chase Daniel chubby cheek going, but Luttrell is definitely a handsome man.
Very.
Fedora is ripped. Mm. I mean, Fedora is like, holy God. Like, he looks like he could be on a magazine.
Conquering, kind of?
Yeah. No, I don't know if he's got a hammer.
Okay.
But he's definitely got a washboard. So, UNC, you're the first honorable mention. Now, I'm a part of this next group.
Oh, you're a winner?
I'm a L taker.
Oh, an L taker. Shoot.
I'm a winning loser.
Uh-oh.
People who wear Crocs.
Yeah, you're wearing some now.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Star Wars Crocs.
Really smell.
As we speak.
I like the fact that they're Star Wars, though.
This could really be the end for Crocs, because Crocs Incorporated said that it's closing all of its manufacturing facilities.
Oh, no.
And announced that its chief financial officer is going to resign.
Was it a racism scenario?
I don't think it was a racial scenario like...
Papa John's?
Well, we did obviously have the Papa John's situation, but there was another one that we referenced in Biggest All Biggest Dub over the summer. It wasn't too long
someone's
ago.
Someone's Twitter.
Was it Google?
It was someone's Twitter, wasn't it? Got hacked.
It might have been Google.
Might have been Google.
Or one of those Silicon Valley.
Yeah, great show.
But yeah, there was definitely a racial situation going on there. But good news is for Crocs, I don't think that's the case. I think they're just shutting closing, stuff down. So I don't really know, but they're great shoes. Crocs are awesome.
Yeah, I've just never worn any, but yeah. I will say they are. They seem comfortable.
I used to be a major hater, major Croc hater.
Well, because they look dumb. They're not built for style, but they are built for comfort. Like a nice pair of triple Ds.
Maybe speed.
What?
These are actually built for speed, too, though, because you lock that back little bar down over the heel.
Yeah,
you can run pretty good. Anywhere. I can move, baby.
Okay, all right.
I can move.
At 40 times up.
So I'm a part of that L group, man, so I'm pretty sad. I love Crocs. They might be shutting stuff down. We'll see what happens with them. We haven't gotten completely Toys R Us yet, but we're teetering.
Well on their way, and by God, I love Toys R Us.
This next deal here, this next L taker, honorable mention... MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle.
Sounds hot.
And we have audio for this. She's taken an L for her live on-air description of the very sad California wildfires that were taking place last month.
Oh no, what'd she do? Let's hear it.
Welcome back to Velshi Ruhle. As California is fighting the largest wildfire in the state's history.
Oh no.
Oh my God, it's even funnier.
Oh man.
It's even funnier. Like it's gotten funnier for me. Like I've heard that so many times now, and it has not gotten any less funny. Oh my God.
California. That's funny. And you can just hear like, oh, excuse me. Like she's the one that farted. Maybe, you know what it was? I bet she farted while she was saying that.
And was like,
and fart came to her mind.
Yeah.
And she said farted. And then she said, excuse me. And it was a double excuse me. It not only covers the mistake, it covers up the fart that the rest of the studio is now engulfed in.
It's like a bad case of Tourette's where like anytime something happens, you actually say it too. So if you fart, you fart.
California fart.
I farted.
I'm California farted. Meanwhile, it's a serious story.
Oh my God. I love the correction. Listen to the correction.
Oh man.
Welcome back to Velshi Ruhle. As California is fighting.
California has.
Farting. Excuse me. Fighting.
They're fighting.
It's also amazing how one word in a sentence can change the entire just meaning of the
California
whole thing.
Is farting.
What? Excuse me, fighting. We're not
there's
farting.
High pollution
please.
Fart gas.
I don't want to paint the wrong picture here. California was not
farting. They're not farting, they're fighting.
They're actually fighting.
They're fighting the farts.
So excuse the fart there. They're actually fighting.
Please excuse my fart.
Stephanie Ruhle, MSNBC, man.
She's the winner,
farting.
Dude. Who's the biggest?
No, I mean, it's
L-er
a classic
her.
Mix-up for Stephanie,
oh, that
honestly.
Was hilarious. I love that.
And it was a good recovery by her.
Great recovery. You know? Couldn't
she
have
really,
better recovery.
She really bounced back from that.
You bounced somewhere.
Man, as us, you know, as guys who do like have to talk live in moments and things like that, you could just really feel her pain there.
Oh, I farted
her gastritis pain
many times while we've been talking live.
Oh yeah, no, I know you've smoked me out of the studio so many times I can't even count. I mean, literally.
Well, I mean,
there was a 3 week time period. Every time we did the show, I brought my gas mask, and that wasn't just to get high.
You bring the weed, I get the light. Really, with us, it's the opposite. But I'm also bringing the gas.
All right, fellas,
let's get the winners.
I have one more honorable mention before we get to our winner, and you'll see why the winner
this is awesome.
The winner.
Give it to me, baby.
All right, so this is basically a coming.
I bet I know what it is.
It's a coming full circle situation here.
Like a coming.
We've reached a conclusion on the New Jersey superintendent that was accused of pooping on a local high school football field and track on a daily basis.
Every day he was doing this?
On a daily basis he was doing this.
Man, and we talked about weird this. Full this was yeah, a weird. I remember. Yeah, it
this was.
Was
a weird. And now we're bringing it to Biggest L, Biggest Dub. We finally got a conclusion.
Oh, man, it's
here.
Been a while.
Yeah, yeah.
It took this long.
He finally just resigned, the guy. Thomas Tramaglini or something? Yeah, I don't know. He's one of my Italian brethren. He was arrested in May and charged with lewdness, littering, and defecating in public.
The defecating was the line.
He had taken paid leave from his $147,000 a year job. So he had taken a leave of absence once he got arrested for dumping on the, I think it was their rival school's, you know, field or whatever. And, you know, I thought he was just fertilizing the damn thing, but he was actually doing it for some animosity. But he got $150K is what he was making. He got suspended, so he still got to make it for a couple of months. And then last month, he actually resigned.
He got the can?
Yeah, he got the can. So his attorney still says that the accusations are, quote, falsehoods. And he is going to continue to fight the charges.
Dude, we know it was your poop.
I'm like, bro, we know you did it.
It was you.
And all of us have at least a pretty good amount of respect for you.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
But damn, bro, just admit it at this
point. Just own it and you'll probably get your own poop station.
Own the poo. I know, exactly. I'm like, dude, you're going to end up getting some sort of Charmin Ultra deal out of this.
Yes,
some sort of Cottonelle Ultra Soft deal.
Yes, or camping, you know, go poop in the woods.
That's true. So, man, Thomas Tramaglini. I don't know. There's a G in there. And
you
I don't
should
know, if it's
know
silent.
That, but
I should.
Whatever.
Tramaglini. I don't know. Anyways, he's a honorable mention L taker as well.
All right. I bet I know who the winner is.
Do you really?
It's coming to me now because I think I know the trend. It usually has to do with ball injuries.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think that this is a quintessential ball injury.
Oh, this is, wow. Well, you hit it right on the head there,
yes,
friend.
I'm good at hitting things on the head.
Bryce Mitchell.
Know the name well.
UFC fighter.
Yes. Actually just won this latest season of The Ultimate Fighter and an upset victory over Tyler Diamond.
He may have taken a dub in the show, but he has taken an L in life, and that is because my man Bryce ripped his nutsack in training.
What?
For UFC.
What?
Yeah. He basically, I can read you his Instagram post that he made right after the nut sack situation. He posted a picture of it with just like, not of his nuts, but just of the bloody aftermath that was left on all of his clothes and things.
Oh,
and it was a lot
God.
Of blood. I mean,
yeah.
I thought someone
well,
died.
Okay, so how it happened, though, if I remember correctly, I don't think it was in training.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was in training.
I thought
he was doing like some sort of kick thing. And
no, I thought what it was he was doing some kind of carpentry work in his garage or at his house. And he had something in his pocket, like a heavy-duty tool, that all of a sudden went off and decided to clip his ball sack. And it literally split his nuts.
Oof. Well, damn. I don't know. It was a weird... I do remember hearing something wrapping around it and doing it, and I can't remember exactly how it all played out, but I thought it was a battle injury, a training injury.
That probably would sound better.
No, it would. It definitely would.
The
especially since you're a fighter.
Clicks on this freaking power saw, drill, or whatever the hell's in his pocket.
Okay. Actually, you're right, because I'm reading his Instagram post right now that I have for you, and I'll read it to everybody, but yeah, this makes sense. Must have not been during training, because he says, I was going to train today, but I ripped my nutsack in half. I'm about to get stitched up. So he hadn't even gotten stitched up before he's out here just telling the world that his nutsack just got ripped to shreds. He says, I'm about to get stitched up. I was holding a board over my head with a drill in my pants. I was sizing up the board and the drill went off and tangled my nuts up in it. I dropped the board and reversed the drill and untangled my nutsack, but they was ripped in half. I'm serious too. LOL. He literally put LOL. I obviously can't post a pic, but when my nuts are sealed back, I'm going to come back and train again. I think a high kick would re-rip them. Ha ha. This dude's cracking jokes about his nuts. And if I hear any shitty puns about how this whole thing is nutty or screwed up, I ain't going to talk to you for about a month. If you're going to drop a pun to make fun of me, at least put some thought into it. And he spells thought THOT, which is thirsty hoes on Twitter. So, yeah, my boy Bryce can't spell.
Man, that's
but
awful.
Granted, he was probably in a state of panic, and he's literally typing this while his nuts were still in half. Like his sack was still not together.
That's awful.
Sad day for Bryce. Sad month for Bryce, and potentially a sad life for Bryce.
Hopefully, they're better now. You know, we're probably close to a month removed or a couple weeks removed.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we could check in with Bryce.
I wonder if the swelling's gone down at all.
Swelling, the stitching, just the whole process, taking the stitches out, getting the stitches, having needles, you know, inject into your nuts and things. You know, that is not something that I ever really could imagine happen. I
wonder if the
if he hasn't fully recovered,
like,
Godspeed to you, Bryce.
Flop on out.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder. I'm like, how do you, like, did your balls fall out? Did you have to pick your balls up off the ground? I don't even know. It's hard for me to honestly even talk about it without getting sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it is gross, you know? But it is funny.
But but congrats, you know, because you won biggest L of the month. So, Bryce, you are a winner. Let's get happy, gentlemen.
Yeah, baby.
Dub takers. Locally, Dallas, Texas, DFW Airport. Those of you who frequent DFW Airport, you are a dub taker now and forever, because finally, DFW Airport is getting a Whataburger.
What?
Yes,
I thought they had one. They didn't have one?
That is literally the only reason I don't fly places, because I'm like, what the hell? I can't get Whataburger before I get on the plane. How am I supposed to get on the plane? You know? So
yeah,
I never fly
shocking.
At DFW. Now, all of a sudden, I'm going to be flying at DFW. You might see me at DFW. Say hello. I mean, can you imagine getting off the plane after a couple weeks in the homeland, for instance, Walchuk? You're in South Africa. You're dying for some Whataburger. Now you can get off the plane at DFW, walk down two terminals, and bam, triple meat, triple cheese. Bam, honey butter chicken biscuit. I mean, damn, bro. You don't even think about this stuff, bro.
No, I don't think about that stuff, because honest to God, when I get back from a trip like that, I just want to get the hell in the car. And if I'm going to stop at a Whataburger, I'll stop at one on the way home and eat it when I get back to the house. I'm not going to stop while I'm in the freaking terminal at the airport. The only time I'll eat at the airport is if I'm waiting there to go somewhere.
And what are you going to get? Whataburger.
You're damn right. Although I do like the TGI Fridays there.
And I'll tell you, they got a little IHOP station, just like a to-go IHOP.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not
You've
bad.
You've always been a advocate for the to-go IHOP.
I am a to-go IHOP guy. That was my thing in college. I had one like 4 feet away from me.
Yeah,
awesome.
No, you were all about it, and I still never got it. Even with your recommendation, I thought about it. I just never took advantage.
Well, all I can do is highly recommend it, brother. So
I wonder if it's been knocked down.
First honorable mention dub goes to DFW Airport frequenters.
Dope. What else we got?
Next, people of the Vancouver Transit System. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah,
why?
Vancouver Transits.
Seth Rogen is the new voice of the public transit system in Vancouver.
Nice.
So when you get up nice and early, jump on the train to go to work, jump on the subway, whatever the hell it is, you're Canadian, you're smiling, life is good. Seth Rogen, probably the first voice you hear every single day.
You know what? I can think of worse voices to hear.
Not a bad life.
I wonder if he recorded those before or after playing basketball with Kanye.
I still think Seth Rogen is one of the most successful stoners out there, including rappers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he might be number one.
He might be.
Because he's dipping in production a lot now. I mean, he produces several TV shows. He's doing films. Yeah, Seth Rogen's been, he's done himself a hell of a good job in terms of successfulness, not only on screen, but off of it.
Especially with being like a self-proclaimed, like, advocate, stoner advocate kind of guy.
Well, that whole
little
crew is. I mean, him, Franco, all the guys from Freaks and Geeks that have made it. I'm sure Judd Apatow as well.
Okay, let's move on to the next honorable mention dub of the month for the month of August. A Colorado school district will transition from a 5-day week to a four-day week.
Oh, geez, this is every little boy's wet dream and girl's.
Oh, my God, dude. I can't imagine what a life would have been like throughout high school,
what
middle
a life,
school,
what a
elementary
burger.
School. Three-day weekends every weekend. And then the random times you get the Monday off, Martin Luther King, President's Day, Labor Day, boom, four-day weekend.
Yeah, that's truly incredible. I'd be all about that, man. Good for those kids in Colorado.
This is supposedly to entice quality teachers and allow for allocating of resources to items more critical to the district's primary purpose.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I might go back to school.
I mean, that is just, I think every business, every company should take that up.
That should be the norm, four-day weeks
every
week.
Yes, that should be the norm. God, that should be the norm.
3 days a week then.
I know, and that's the other thing I thought about. I'm like, okay, people are everybody's just gonna have to work weekends now.
Yeah.
But it's like, damn, that's so awesome. Congratulations to you. I don't even know what color, I guess it's the district, Brighton-based school district 27J, you lucky mother bleepers.
Love those mother bleeps.
All right, next honorable mention, Dub Takers. Is anybody who's in the state of Phoenix, Philadelphia, Central Texas, and South Texas?
Oh, what's going on?
Chick-fil-A is testing their brand new spicy chicken strips, Walchuck.
Ah, yes, the spicy strips. Now, I'll let you into a little story that I heard about the nuggets.
Mm.
They had spicy nugget testing several years back. They tested off the charts. They tested so well that, in fact, Chick-fil-A decided they didn't want to bring them out because they were scared they'd take away from their regular nugget sales.
Damn.
Now, I don't understand the theory, the thought process.
Like, what does it matter? If you're getting the sales, you're getting the sales.
Exactly my point. But they decided, you know what? We're not going to do this. Here come the spicy strips, and I bet they're freaking delicious.
Oh, my God. I bet they're incredible. First of all, I am a strips guy over nuggets guy at Chick-fil-A. I found that out in the last, I don't know, probably 6 to 8 weeks.
Wow, okay.
I'm strips over nuggets at Chick-fil-A, though I like them both.
Good, good, good.
And Walchuck, for those of you that don't know, he is our resident Chick-fil-A, really just everything Chick-fil-A related. He used to work there.
Okay? Yeah.
The guy knows the ins and outs. He's been in the war room. He's been in those meetings. He understands what the deal is. And if the nuggets and the spicy chicken strips, dude, I would probably find myself at Chick-fil-A a couple more times a week.
Do you like the spicy sandwich?
I do. Now, obviously, we all know spicy doesn't always sit well with me, so I have to be careful.
Okay,
in terms of taste, yes, I love it.
But the strips, though, you think the strips would sit well with you?
Well, the strips, I would just go get like a two or three piece spicy and then like a two or three piece regular so I can get a little bit of both, not overload the spicy, but still get, you know, to enjoy the spicy a little bit.
Well, Chick-fil-A isn't going to let you mix and match.
No, I'm going to order.
You know, order three. It's three or fours.
Okay, there you go. So I'll go three spicy, four regular.
One or two. You could do entree only if you wanted.
There you go. So I'll figure it out. I'll play with it. I'll mix and match. But man, those spicy chicken strips are probably so next level.
Yeah,
that, I mean, even Chick-fil-A doesn't know what to do with themselves. That's like unbelievable.
Straight deliciousness.
It stopped them in their tracks because they're like, damn, this stuff's good. Okay, cool. So our last honorable mention Dub Taker before we get to the winner is former Dallas Cowboy and now former Washington Redskin, Orlando Scandrick.
Orlando? What did he do this time?
You're thinking to yourself, what the hell did Orlando do besides get cut and then get signed by the Chiefs and then get burnt in his first game for a touchdown?
Mm.
Well, my friends, he made $1 million.
$1 million?
With the Redskins.
Oh.
He was only there for 2.5 months.
Yeah, I mean, he got in, got out. That's probably what everybody wishes they could do with that organization.
Bro, he barely even had to put a helmet on to get $1 million. That's the dream, bro.
That's almost as good as Chase Daniel.
We talk about these guys. Yes, exactly. Chase Daniel is a great example of guys that do very little to gain a ton of money.
I used to have a little, now I have a lot.
And that is Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah.
Literally, spend your summer in Washington, throw a pair of shorts on and a jersey, maybe a helmet from time to time over the next couple of months. We're going to give you $1 million.
Love you,
Orlando.
And
then you don't have to play a single game for us.
So hot. You're so hot, Orlando.
That's a dub if I've ever seen one.
No, that's a great, great job by him to get the hell out of Washington, get your money and run.
All right, our winner, our biggest winner of the month of August.
Give it to me now.
The highly anticipated winner of the month of August.
Yes.
Goes to...
Who?
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe!
Earlier in the month, Coca-Cola announced that it purchased a stake in Body Armor, which is that fruit juice. It's like a sports drink. They boast about their superior nutrition and hydration. I don't know if I buy it, but it's pretty popular. Your boy Dez was a huge Body Armor advocate.
Gosh, can you even tell? Look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
Kobe Bryant bought roughly 10% of that company back in 2014. Cost him about $6 million at the time. According to ESPN, Body Armor's new valuation with the Coca-Cola deal that they just signed this month means that Kobe's stake is worth $200 million now.
What?
$6
million. $200 million?
He put in $6 million for that.
Oh, Kobe, you freaking genius.
Body Armor now links up with Coca-Cola, and Kobe Bryant is a $200 million man.
Colby, you are unbelievably hot.
I don't get why you say Colby. You put an L in there, and it just, I don't understand it. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know why I do that.
You throw that L in
there. You're right. It's Kobe. There's no Cole. It's Kobe.
As long as you know that.
No, I do know that. I know that.
Don't disrespect our biggest winner of the freaking month of August.
I know that.
The most highly anticipated dub taker in all of the history of nosebleeds.
Oh, like he needs more money?
And you're going to put a freaking L in
his name. Oh, like he needs those millions? Like he didn't make enough playing in the National Basketball Association?
Damn, disrespectful.
Guys are doing stuff for ESPN now. He's writing children's books. He just won an Oscar for a documentary. Now he needs an extra bit of money here.
So that's the biggest L, biggest dub.
Winning.
Way to go, Kobe.
Yeah, good for you, Kobe.
You're such a bitch.
Yeah, good for you, Kobe. Kobe.
Kobe.
Like Kobe.
Kobe.
Like co-ed Kobe.
Kobe B.
Kobe B. Kobe Bean Bryant.
Kobe Bean.
I just call him the Mamba.
The black one?
The black Mamba.
Well, congrats to Kobe. Congrats to Bryce. You guys are dub and L winners.
Congratulations to you. I think those are phenomenal decisions. What a month of August it was. And we are already a week into the month of September. So we're building.
We have some dub winners this week because it's Friday. It's a football Friday, and we're going into the first NFL weekend, baby.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Football fans all around the world.
We are all winning.
We are all winners.
We know. Chicken dinner.
Congrats to all of you.
Yeah, baby.
Good luck to you in all your fantasy leagues.
Yes.
Le'Veon Bell owners. Heart goes out, gentlemen.
Hope you picked up James Conner, guys, because he's going to go off.
Super Bowl MVP.
You heard it here. Well, I have Deshaun Watson, but
James Conner.
Whatever. You guys enjoy the first NFL Sunday of the season. We'll be back next week to let you know what we thought about it. We are the Nosebleed Seats Podcast, the show everyone can afford to listen to. Zach Wiltshire, like I said, Eric Chiafalo. Hit us up on the social medias, on our website that I don't know if it still even really runs anymore, but it exists. But mainly, like us, subscribe, rate us, tell your friends, help grow the mother bleeping party. Hugs and hand pounds, everybody. Come poised.
Welcome back to Belching Rule. As California is fighting.